103 Fashionista.
Joan Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
Also,
Kevin
world traveler.
Yeah. Kevin and I are fresh off the tarmac. We've landed last night. And I tell you what, I haven't traveled in a few years, I have to be honest with you. And I packed for a week. I could have been away for easily 2 months with the amount of clothes and footwear that I packed.
Then you didn't use it all, did you?
No. It was crazy. I mean, Kevin and I looked at each other and like, what is going on here? Why do we think we need so much? I think I brought like 7 pair of shoes, footwear.
Jeez, Joe.
And I only wore like 2. And I bought one while I was on vacation. So I had to repack my luggage and put numerous pieces into Kevin's luggage.
Oh, wow.
In order to, you know, what, not exceed the 50 pounds of weight for my luggage. But, you know, when I packed, my vow was, don't pack anything black. I really tried just to, you know, bring the the brightness, the Florida colors, you know, the sunshine into my suitcase. I was probably 95% successful in doing that.
Right.
And guess what I wore the most?
What?
The black items that I brought.
gravitate back to that.
Oh, my. I mean, everything's interchangeable. I'm real good at, you know, that capsule wardrobe and whatnot. But I epically failed with the quantity of items. So, but I will tell you that I had the best week away. We made our contributions to the struggling Sanibel and Captiva in Fort Myers areas. It was beautiful.
How did the hair take, you know, with the Florida humidity? How did that work out?
You know me so well. You know me so well. I wore the curliest of curls until we hit my sister's house in Venice, when I could use, you know, all the products in the heating elements. But it was out of control. I'm just going to say, my curls, I look like a totally different person when I'm on vacation.
So as far as your packing go, what did we learn?
What have we learned? Obviously, rolling everything and, you know, just, I don't even know what I learned. A
couple of pairs of shoes.
Oh, Tony, it was ridiculous. Kevin looked at me, goes, Joan, I could have packed half of what I packed, too. So I wasn't the only one at fault.
Okay.
Enough blame to go around.